This is Horti News Radio, the news hub for international horticulture from Holland Horti Media. Visit us and listen on hortinewsradio.com.
This is Paprika Horti News Radio from the IPM in Essen. It is day one of the IPM and the first booth that I'm visiting is Erfgoed. In front of me, Cornelis van Bommel. How are you doing today?
Yeah, fine, thank you. You also okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm super excited to see everything that's going on here. Because Erfgoed, what are you focusing on the IPM?
On the EPM, it's important that people all over the world know who's Erfgoed, the Erfgoed company, and we had a very interesting system of watering in the greenhouses and also to do the water system. I think a lot of growers, they don't know how it works, but it's a really interesting system. We bring the water to the plants, and in the part of the greenhouse where you are watering, all the plants have at the same time enough water. And otherwise, what we also make is a system that we bring the water to the plants in the floors in the greenhouses.
And are there? Do you have a lot of competitors, or are you the only one like using this specific system?
Yeah, and I think we are in the system international. We are the only one. I think all over the world. For example, we had also working in Brazil. You see, when we had a good system, also people in Brazil make our system. And you can say it's very bad that they are doing. Otherwise, it's also nice that they see we had a very good system and they make it by themselves. But our system, yeah, and for Erfgoed, I said it's better than the local systems.
Yeah, sounds very promising. Because do a lot of people already know about the system, or like is it easy to like make the visitors enthusiastic?
Yeah, now I think people in Holland and most of Europe, they know our system. But when you ask how it exactly works, they don't know it. But when we tell how it works, they are really interesting. And a lot of people said, can you tell me something more? Today, I'm speaking with people from Norway, from Iceland. They don't know our system. I tell how it works. And they said it's really interesting. And otherwise also people from America, all over the world, in every part of the world, they... Not everyone know our system, but the people who know it, we tell it, and it's very interesting.
So you have the idea that here at the IPM is a good place to be and to actually make a lot of people aware of the systems.
Yeah, I think that is right. For example, in New Zealand, where we know people in New Zealand, there are not so many growers there. It's too difficult to send information to the growers. Now they walk on the IPM, they see our system, we tell our system, and they know how it works. So for countries where not so much horticulture, there you see people are interested in our system.
Yeah, and where do you see like the most expansion for the business of Erfgoed? Like, are there specific regions in the world that are growing right now with your product?
Yeah, and I think there are two reasons that they buy a floor. First one for a good watering system, and otherwise for the climate. I see so possibilities, what I say, for Norway, we can bring a little bit of water inside of the floor. We can make temperature in the greenhouse. It's for to the plants, and we have not so much energy. That's interesting. And for another country, let's say Mexico, the temperature is high. We can bring some cold water inside of the floor, and we also make a climate. Just I think all over the world is interesting.
Yeah, and why should people that are still coming to the IPM visit the booth of Erfgoed?
Why they visit Erfgoed? I think not everybody know our system, and I think it's nice that we can tell how our system works and we can speak with the growers what are the possibilities for their company. And we said also we make a special solution for all everyone.
Yeah, okay. And then here at the IPM, I think it's, is it the first trade show this year also for Erfgoed?
Now, Erfgoed is here for about, I think, the 10th time, so more than that. But the last 2 years with COVID, we are not on the exhibition, and now we're back again. And you see all the people, they like it, that we are back, and the people also can visit our company.
So it is the first one of 2023?
For our company, yeah, it's the first one, yeah.
Okay, and what do you expect for the rest of 2023? Are there innovations coming on for Erfgoed, or what is Erfgoed expecting in 2023?
Yeah, now we are looking for a lot of innovations. One of the most interesting is that we are making a floor for a hard wheel floor, so you also can work with a CC car on the Erfgoed floor. We are making it and we introduce it next year in 23 on the GreenTech. And otherwise, we are looking for a special climate floor, and we hope also to introduce them in 2023.
Nice. So exciting things are coming up.
Yes, of course, a lot of them. Yeah.
Okay, Cornelis van Bommel, Erfgoed, I wish you the best of luck for the IPM. Couple of days of hard work, but hopefully a very successful trade show. You're also going to walk around yourself?
Yes, also. I will also walk tomorrow, the day of tomorrow. We are about 7 people here, and every time one of them, you can walk on the floor.
Nice, nice. So you can also see some of the trade show yourself and some innovations. Because if you walk around, what are you searching for? What are you looking for?
Now, I'm looking for what are possibilities to make the combination with the Erfgoed floor with other companies who are complete solution can give to all the growers. That's for me interesting. And also the growers. I visit the growers and speak with them. What are the questions of the growers? There are a lot of growers from all over the world.
Nice. Okay, so Erfgoed, you're in hall 3. What is the booth number?
78.
C78. Okay, so if you're listening right now and you're planning to visit the IPM, come to hall 3 C78 and visit Erfgoed. Thank you so much, Cornelis van Bommel.
Okay, thank you, Romy. Okay, bye.